Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
I think we all get metaphysical on whether or not we'd actually like to know our own date of expiration. I think I don't want to know. I think some people would like to know. In terms of money and math and Social Security and all that, I think we'd like to know because then you can make that decision on the money. Perfect timing. But we don't know. And because of that, we have to sort of be prepared, right? They say pray for peace, but prepare for battle, right? Or obviously we want to be prepared like we're going to go tomorrow, but also live like we have so much time and all these things. Why am I saying all these comparisons? Because we have things we have to do when our loved ones pass away. And I hope you've never had to deal with it, but odds are you have. And it was probably not the best memory for you unless that person prepared you in some way or you had a way yourself to handle things or if someone else helped you. What I want you to know is that you have access to me and my team, and we have handled many, 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 many death claims. Way more than we'd like to talk about. And what's sad is we become friends with our clients, people that we work with, and all the employees that we work with. And then when we find out that they passed away, it's obviously a very sad day. But because of this distance and removal of the relationship, we are able to sometimes think of things that the grieving family is not able to think about on a very fast basis, which allows us to help people get things done way quicker than without us. So if something happens, first of all, please pass our information to your family, okay? If you've ever met with me, talked to me, or if you would like to one day, pass my information to your beneficiaries. My number is 850-450-6500. It's never going to change. I've had it since the year 2000. My grandma got me the number when I graduated high school. And so that's my nod to her. It's never going to change, okay? You can text me, call me, pass that number to your people. That way, if something ever happens, I'm on their top 10 list to call to get things prepped. What are we going to do if something happens? What's the order? What's triage? Well, it depends on who the beneficiary is. Most commonly, it's a spouse. And the first thing we're going to do is apply for the life insurance. This is an example of the form. I keep all these ready. You know that you've got Fegley. Most of y'all are retiring with Fegley. I'm a great advocate for at least keeping basic life insurance, as you've heard, because after age 65, basic with a 75% reduction is free to you, free to keep 25% of your salary as a death benefit. Please do not let outside people selling you life insurance encourage you to eliminate basic life insurance. Buying other insurance is great. Eliminating basic just doesn't make sense because it is so inexpensive and then free after 65. If you've already done it, hakuna matata. But this is one of the first forms we're going to fill out to get that process started because life insurance is a lump sum, no tax benefit to you, to the entire family. And when I say entire, that can go to a spouse, kids, or any next of kin. Anyone that's listed as beneficiary that's living can receive this life insurance lump sum, no tax. If this is a spouse. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to tell TSB right away. Hey, TSB, here's the information that you need. Here's our marital status. This is all the list of what TSB wants. And I just have it in kind of already. This is about half of the letter. Basically, we're saying, hey, TSB, this person passed away. Here's my relationship to them. Get a claim started. Let me know what we got to do. And we want to let them know straight away. If you're a spouse, you get treated very special. You get to step into the role of owner from TSB. You can become it becomes a TSB beneficiary account for you. You don't have to take money out unless that person who passed away was already taking RMDs, required minimum distributions. But if they weren't, you can just sit on it. You don't have to pay a tax until you do. But many of y'all are going to start grabbing cash. We need to help. Well, we don't have to, but many people want help facilitating that and deciding how they're going to tax themselves. Now, if the beneficiary is an adult child, then we will probably start with this one, right? We would get TSB alerted straight away because any non-spouse beneficiary only has 90 days to get money out of TSB into an inherited IRA that I happen to be a great specialist for. I can help you with all of that if and when the time comes, where money's got to leave TSB to go into the inherited IRA, which allows you to take money over a time period of up to 10 years, slowly. If you don't, non-spouse beneficiaries, and after that 90 days passes, TSB says, it's been fun. Here's your inheritance, lump sum, all at one time, all taxable, in addition to whatever amount of money you make at your job, which makes your income, or rather your tax bracket, skyrocket to the stratosphere. And then you're chilling there with a big old chunk of change because you're rich all of a sudden. Thanks, mom or dad. And anyway, you get my point. So that will be, you know, a claim that we're going to do. Now, the next one we're going to look at is if you are a surviving spouse, you need to apply for your survivor benefits. If this person was still an employee when they passed away, there's additional benefits that you can receive. And I made the joke a couple of times, a rather morbid one, but somebody was asking me about who can get survivor benefits and depending on when they were employee versus retiree. Well, somebody asked me, hey, what's the best time to die? Well, as an employee, that is absolutely, hands down, in my experience and opinion, the best time because you automatically are going to keep all the life insurance that you had. Many people decrease it or eradicate it, you know, as much as possible when they leave. When they retire to reduce their deductions, you get an extra benefit when you pass away in service. The family gets an extra monetary lump sum benefit. And obviously, a survivor benefit is automatic. The survivor gets an automatic 50% benefit as half of the pension that would have been received from the employee. So a lot of things for that. So the takeaway here, y'all, is keep my information, know that you have an advocate who can help you and yours prepare for this kind of stuff. So we do want to do the prep, right? Say, if something happens, here's what the money's going to look like. If something happens and you've made no preparation, either way, you're going to reach out to us because we can help you navigate this efficiently, quickly, and get the benefits to you so you can handle all the stuff. Takeaway again, have a wonderful week. Love your family. Enjoy them while they're here. And just remember that it's never going to be as bad as you think, especially when you have people to help you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.